Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 151. And today is Tuesday Talk, and I want to talk about Procrasticon 1. But first, to call in about my prior episode discussing watching the video of me running a game for the fundraiser at Gary Gygax's house. Take it away, Tim.
Hey, Larry. Tim from Gothridge Manor here. I think it's kind of interesting to watch the tape of the game. It reminds me back when I used to play football. You have to go in the film room and back and forth, the same play. Did you have to do with that, with dice rolls? Like, oh, I did a overhand dice roll. Did an underhand. Do you see what you did there? Did you reach around the GM screen or over the GM screen? No, but that's pretty cool that you can kind of go back to kind of look at some of the places that you can improve on and just be aware of it and have that kind of insight with it. I think that's a lot of fun. I mean, that's really cool. So take care, Larry, and hey, well done, man.
Thanks, Tim. Yes, it was helpful to watch how I reacted to the players and see how things turned out, and I don't need to go into that here. It's funny that you talk about the game films. Well, I never had to do that because I had bad knees all my life and didn't do football. So we didn't do that. But I've seen the movies and whatnot. So that is pretty funny that you'd think of that. But I think it would be helpful to have an audio recording, get what you can from that. If you get it on video, watch yourself, because you'll learn a lot. It's kind of like doing a podcast when you listen back and learn how to improve the way you present yourself on a podcast. So I really appreciate you calling in. And now, on to the episode. So yesterday, Monday, September 2nd, was the Labor Day holiday in the United States, and several of us RPG podcasters put together a one-day online convention using Roll20, and we put it together in about 72 hours or some such. And the game kicking that off was led by TJ Drennan. He ran a midnight game where all the players brought a character from the system of their choice. So they had how many ever players, I think everybody had a different system, so six or eight players. They had that many systems, and you can hear Ray Otis talk about that on his Plentygrounds episode. And I thought it was funny that Ray mistakenly said that I played in that game, which I did not, because it was starting at 1 a.m. my time and was going to be done at 4 a.m. my time, and there was no way I was going to do that, especially because this past Saturday, just a couple days before Monday, I went to Grand Con for the day, and it was a long day. It's about an hour drive, and I didn't get home till about 2:30 and to sleep sometime around 3. And I had just barely gotten recovered from the prior Saturday where I was involved in the fundraiser for Extra Life at the Gygax house, where we streamed games all day long. So I did participate in all the other games, however. There were three games. To start off, there were six people offered to run games, and one person had to back out, and there didn't seem to be a lot of players signed up, so I pulled my game off and offered to have it available as a backup in case another game fell through. And the first game that morning was run by Cody Mazza. He was running his regular Barrow Maze game using Delving Deeper, and he basically opened it up for the con, and Ray Otis and I were in that, and Eric Swanson was the other person. Eric's a regular in that game, and we managed to take out 11 of the Bogtown Bastards and 11 zombies, and we encountered Herbert Zamboni. And Ray went into great detail about Herbert Zamboni, so I won't repeat that here, but that was quite the interesting experience. And Ray made a sketch and shared it across his social media. And so take a listen to that. Cody has some carousing rules. They're really simple. You spend gold for XP after your adventure at a one-to-one. And you have to make a save versus poison. And if you fail, you have to roll on the carousing charts. Well, I made my save and got 100 XP, but Ray failed and got turned into a goblin by a witch. He still got the XP, but now he's an elf that is a goblin until it's dispelled. So that's going to be an interesting mechanic next time he plays. The next game I played in was Eric Swanson. He ran a module, Game Over Man, with the Stay Frosty rule system. Stay Frosty is a hack of Black Hack and is essentially an amalgamation of aliens and Starship Troopers. And we were a group of Space Marines on our way home for R&R. But we got sent to deal with an emergency situation. Of course, we were the closest ship. And we had to go down to this low-tech planet, locate the hostiles for a targeted nuke because it was a low-tech planet and off-limits. There was no satellites or anything. So we found these, the bad guys that were under the control of the bugs and dealt with most of them. We found the focus of the activity and fought our way down. One of the individuals we fought did a mind attack on my character, and because I failed my save, one of my forearms turned into a worm that was trying to attack me. So I pulled out my combat knife and I stabbed myself through the hand, and that killed the worm that was around my arm, and did a lot of damage to myself with a knife through my hand, but the medic healed me back up almost to full. And then we continued on. We get to the bottom and the creatures were enormous. They were, I don't know, like the equivalent of 10 hit dice or something in a D&D scenario. They were really tough. And the lieutenant and myself, I was a private. I decided I'd had enough after my hand turning into a worm and having to stab myself in the hand to keep my hand. And we ran to get a radio signal, and my character was really hoping to get pulled out of there. It was a random character. And one of the things he had was a trinket, was an expired bartender certificate. And I made up this little quick backstory that that was his good luck charm. And when they got back to Earth, he was going to retire and take all the back pay, because being out in space, he don't have any way to spend all your money. So he's going to buy a bar and get his license back. And so he kept kissing the certificate and then sticking it back in this pocket sleeve and zipping it back up every time there was a dramatic moment. And so right before as a lieutenant called down the nuke with tears streaming down his eye, he planted one last wet one on his expired certificate, and that was the last thing. So he went out with a blaze of glory. The rest of the party was annihilated by the bad things. So if we hadn't have run, we wouldn't have got a signal out. We managed to avoid encountering anything else that could have stopped us from getting a signal out. So in spite of the TPK, we won because we took out the big bad. That's what a Marine's supposed to do, right? Call down a friendly fire nuke on yourself. Then Carl Rodriguez ran his regular Broken Lands campaign, and he's using Beckme, the BX rules. And we were humanoids establishing a stronghold, and I joined the established group that is led by a bugbear, and several other bugbears are in the contingent. And I played a hobgoblin among some other hobgoblins and other humanoids. And we went down into the caverns below the settlement to clear them out a little better. the troglodytes were complaining about trouble with some carrion crawlers. First off, we ran into some skeletons. Some of them were giant skeletons, but we managed to deal with them fairly easily. I don't think anybody even got hurt from that, or if they did, it was minor. But then we went a little bit further, and we ran into two carrion crawlers, and they paralyzed the leader and my character right away. We each got hit four times. I made my first two saves and failed the next two, and I think it was the same with the leader. He failed his first save, if I remember right. And I figured that was it, that they were just going to haul the leader off and leave us. But the next character and the remaining hirelings fought on, and they hurt the other one, and I think they finally killed it right before the other character got paralyzed. And we were down to at the end, two hirelings whose morale was strong, and they fought on and managed to defeat the last bigger carrion crawler. And we waited till all of us were able to walk out, because there were too many of us for two people to carry. And we retrieved all the treasure from the carrion crawlers. And I guess the troglodytes consider their tentacles a delicacy. And we gathered up their eggs as well. And made it back and got quite a bit of experience points, about two-thirds of what I needed to level. So I'm considering playing again next Monday in that regular game. I'm also wanting to play in the regular Sunday game for Cody's Barrel Maze. And I also had planned to run a game on Roll20 using Delving Deeper. I call it Delvers Deep. And there just weren't enough players, so I held that in reserve, as I mentioned. But earlier today, I posted looking for players in the Audio Dungeon Discord. So far, no nibbles on that. I'm planning to run a weekly game. I'm looking at Thursdays from 8 to 11 Eastern. And so if you're interested in that, shoot me a message. And I just plan to put all the ideas into it that I've always wanted to use. Hopefully it's a long-lasting campaign that can get into all that, because I really want to just try some different things. I've got all kinds of ideas, and been putting a lot of time into it. The nice thing about Delving Deeper is you can get all the charts for it in various forms, and I've got those most needed by the GM plugged into my Roll20 game, so it'll be really easy to reference stuff. I've got a rough map ready to go. I've got ideas for adventures. I want to do some procedural generation of stuff before and after games and during games. So I'm pulling out all the stops as far as what I use for reference material for ideas, all the different things I've purchased via Kickstarter or off of DriveThruRPG or Lulu or my own stuff. All the ideas I can come up with, I'm going to pack them in. Obviously, they won't all be in one spot. It's a large area where there's known to be adventure. It's, I think, an interesting idea. And it's basically the mega dungeon I've always wanted to have. And I doubt that it'll all ever be explored, but I'm looking forward to actually trying out some of these early ideas I've got, and hopefully it grabs people's interest. If I don't get any nibbles through the Audio Dungeon Discord, I'll put it on the different Delving Deeper forums looking for some players. And so anyway, I thought it was a very successful one-day online con. We called it Procrasticon because of how quickly we put it together. And I'm sure we'll have others throughout the years. I don't know if we'll have more than one Procrasticon a year. Maybe on long holiday weekends we might do so. I know I'd be interested in something like that. So that's been my week. I also did not have a Saturday episode because, as I mentioned, I was at Grand Con all day. I did get some playtesting in for a game of my card game, and I played in an AD&D game and met up with several other Michigan YouTubers, Nate of WASD20, and Luke of DM's Guild, and Juice of Gaming with Juice, and I'm drawing a blank. I hate that. But I posted all the pictures on my social media, and we all talked about trying to do something for our own local Michigan fundraiser online, and maybe having some sort of a panel at next year's Grand Con. So it's been an eventful weekend, a long weekend, a tiring weekend, and I wish it hadn't been quite so tiring, because work started off fun. When Monday comes on Tuesday, you know it's going to be a fun one at work. So anyway, it's been a great day. I hope you are having an awesome day. Thank you all very much for listening, and game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!